From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Red. Blimey, that was close. As we continue our story about the Grammy Awards, just to recap, Diana Ross, Glenn Campbell, and also the late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs will be among those honoured at the forthcoming Grammy Awards in February. 67.
Who's that? Well, Diana Ross?
Yeah.
Whoa! I love a MILF.
She is 67, my word.
I thought that Campbell bloke died in the Bluebird on Lake Windermere sometime ago.
No, it's really sad.
Honestly. Hang on, we're going to need Lee's expertise here, Mark, because we are going to be lost.
No, all it is, ladies and gentlemen.
No, listen, minute, because Glenn Campbell...
Oh, no, yes. It's Donald Campbell.
That was Donald Campbell, not Glenn Campbell.
Sorry.
stop it, you. We'll also be celebrating, along with these names, and perhaps Lee can help us. George Jones?
Oh, what do you want me to help you? He's a singer, a pretty average, awful, average sort of schmaltzy schmuck singer.
Jill Scott-Heron? Or Gil
Scott-Heron? She's a bird.
The Memphis Horns?
We don't discuss them.
The Allman Brothers, I've heard of them.
They were really good, weren't they? The Allman Brothers were good. I'm amazed that they're still around. Greg Allman died 30 years ago. What are they talking about?
And Brazil's Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Jobim. Well, that's it. Jobim. That's what people over here should be called, Jobims.
Well, apparently, Steve Jobs, who we sadly reported the death of not that long ago.
So they're followers of him.
No.
Jobim.
Hmm? No. I'm getting my blood's boiling. As we're going back to that, Steve Jobs is being honoured for a trustees award for the recognition of contribution to the industry in a non-performing capacity, namely his iPod. But of course, don't forget there are lots of other MP3 players about as well. But it has to be said that the driving marketing force of MP3 was Apple and the iPod and Steve Jobs, of course. And I have to say, if it wasn't for that, I think the music industry would be down the toilet. From a UK's perspective, Adele has been nominated for 6 Grammys.
Adele's really good. Adele's really good. But I've been a nominated. You see, this is the problem. I know I say this quite a lot. The problem is mediocrity is now worshipped in this world. And that's what I was saying about Glenn Campbell. I wasn't attacking the sentiment of his last couple of songs, which had quite honestly to do with his illness, his present predicament. And as that, as a sentimental thing, and his singing presentation, it's good. But the lyrics are weak. The lyrics are anodyne, and that is what's happened to the music industry now. The real good, powerful performers have now been replaced by Mr. and Mrs. Average.
Me, please.
Do you think it's anything to do with the X Factor type of effect?
I am 100% sure it's to do with that.
Oh, please.
Well, X Factor couldn't have existed without this anodyne.
Oh, please.
What's up? Do you want to go and leave the room, Eric? Have you got your
Actually, I'd agree with Eric there. The Police were great, actually. Great band. quite different to everything that you've described. But the rest, I think you're right.
Do you know what? I mentioned this a few weeks ago, boys and girls. There's adverts on the telly where they have compilation sets. And they say, the trouble with radio these days is they don't play these great hits. No, because they're naff. They're rubbish. They're pathetic. They are boring. And the fact is that a lot of old music is naff, boring and horrible. But when people get old, they go, I wasn't like that in my day. There was good music in those days and we just don't have it anymore. And it's rubbish. Look at Jay-Z. Brilliant recording artist. Absolutely top notch.
But not fulfilling a brief of creating a panoplia of art.
He is.
He isn't.
Why?
He isn't. He sings it. He sings in a form that you can't understand.
He sings.
Well, that's why. Well, so somebody send you a braille copy of it.
No. I think the problem with you, Mr. Banks, is, and I think if you come to Slovakia, I'm going to lock you in a car and listen to a great radio station called
Selbits and the Russians.
loads of Barneys in Russia at the minute, isn't there? All those riots and all sorts. But seriously, I will put you in a car and make you listen to a great radio station called Europa 2.
Europa I've listened 2. To it. I've listened to it on my digital thing over here.
It's brilliant. And the only thing that rivals it is Capital in London, Capital Radio. But the stuff that you want to hear, you won't hear played on stations like that because it's old.
Yes, but you're missing the whole point. I'm going to try and say that Panoply word again now, right? My Panoply of music, right, is I might listen to old stuff, but I also listen to new stuff. I listen to stuff from the 17th century. I listen to stuff from the 19th century. I listen to Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Bob Dylan, U2. What a load of... They are. And I listen to modern stuff. I love Adele. I love things like that. But what I'm looking for is creativity at its peak, not at its most average.
I think that tends to be...
It sounds very noble.
...slightly emotive subject there, because one person's love is another person's hate, surely.
No, because you can have somebody who loves a really rubbish house, right? It could look horrible. It could be built perfectly and look horrible, and somebody would like it. But then you'd have next to it a beautiful house that was equally as well built and more people liked it because aesthetically that was more pleasing and it had more attention.
Okay, piece of fact here. If you look at CD or even CD sales or download sales and all that sort of thing, if you look at it across the whole of Europe, for example, you will find one of the most popular genres of music is country music.
Absolutely. And what a genius thing country music is too.
Why can't,
particularly if your dog's died or you,
why can't you,
that mother's been run over,
why can't you make money at it as a radio station then?
Well, I'm not sure you can't. I think a lot of people in Texas would argue against that.
You can't.
See, that we have, I'm all sorry, our
I do apologise. We are in Europe, boys and girls, and you will not find,
we have listeners in Texas. In Texas? Yeah,
but we are in Europe, and if you put your radio on to try and find a country station, you won't find one. And I've actually worked for one, which
really?
has tried really hard to make money and work on a shoestring, and they couldn't make money at it. They've tried two or three times because
I'm so sorry, just boring. I have to interrupt you here.
It's boring.
It is also completely wrong what you're saying.
Why?
I'm sure I've seen country stations on internet radio.
If you
have an internet radio,
yes, you can, Mark. You can find country. You can find country on Sky, for example, where they have dedicated channels with nobody there. Equally, a lot of country stations you will find in America, but what you won't find is across in Europe, where sales of a genre are very high, being able to support the same genre on radio. And what I'm saying is that people just get bored with radio if it's got country on it. That's it. That's why.
Sad news, because our country music is so good.
Why? If you play it backwards.
Eh?
If you play it backwards, you get your truck back, your daughter doesn't die, the dog doesn't get run over, and your house doesn't burn down. It's quite simple. Just play it all backwards. And you have no problem with it. I think we've lost Lee again for a second, but we'll try and drag him back into it in a mo. Staying with top 10 programming type things, the UK's top 10 YouTube clips in 2011. You try saying that. In at number 10, it was Tomska.
Top 10 YouTube clip.
Yep. No. The Talking Twin Babies, which was just hysterical. Rebecca's Black Friday, which if you do go there with the kids, be careful. Diary of a Bad Man 5, MasterChef, Michael Collins, Nyan Cat, the original version, Songify This, the T-Mobile Royal Wedding spoof thing, and the Ultimate Dog Tease. Anybody watched any of those?
Would you know? No. I don't think I've heard a single one. Hey, what was the Ultimate Dog Tease? Because I might have seen that.
No, I haven't seen. The one I remember is the Talking Twin Babies, where they go blah, 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 and the other one gesticulates, goes blah, 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 and they look like two old men talking over the fence.
I know, but I still have to say, and I'm sorry, but what? I've got to say, why is this classed as some of the best entertainment in the world? Two babies talking.
Because it's funny.
It isn't funny. It's either perverted or you don't know what they're talking about.
It is funny. You've got to see it. But, I mean, we've got two different countries, Slovakia and the UK. Martina, Eric, we both sat and watched it, and we were both crying with laughter.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't.
I still don't think it's up there with Dostoyevsky.
Who?
Dostoyevsky.
Who's that?
He sells kebabs down the road.
Oh, right, okay.
Dostoyevsky, one of the world's greatest composers and artists. God's sake. Two babies talking does not make an old master out of something that was done by a child that at that particular moment in its time really didn't know what he was talking about anyway.
But that's the whole innocence comedy. That's comedy.
I've broke my headphones.
Good. Let's move along to the box office winners in the US of A. And I have to confess, I don't know all the names. So again, I'm looking for help. This was actually put together by Billboard. And we're talking about the gross sales of tours. And it's a top 25. In at 25 is a gentleman called Toby Keith. Anybody?
No.
Well, he turned over 27 million. Jason Aldean, he made over 27 million. Jason Aldean? No. Enrique Iglesias, I know him. He did.
Again, Anodyne. Average. Mr. Average.
He did over 30 million. Neil Diamond, who's brilliant for doing Sweet Caroline, he did over $31 million.
I think he did a bit more than Sweet Caroline.
Well, it's the only one I remember, and that's the one everybody wants him to sing.
He did some. What about I and I?
I don't know. The lovely.
I am. I said.
That's something like that. Anyway, the lovely boss. I mean, Kylie Minogue. She scores 32.5 million.
Yeah, but you've just said it. Yeah. All she is quite an attractive derriere.
No, she's not.
Well, she hasn't got an attractive derriere.
She has got an attractive derriere. That's the added bonus.
I think that's disgusting. Discussing things like that on the radio in front of grown-up people.
It's like the lovely
the added bony arse like that.
It's like the lovely Cher.
Oh, yeah, Cher. Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, you know.
Yes, exactly.
I've seen Cher. I've seen Cher in her cutaway things.
Yeah, me too. She made me tea.
She made you what?
Tea.
She didn't make me tea.
No, well, I was in the Abbey Road Studios at the time.
Oh, here we go, Mark. And you're on the side of a mountain in the Alps, and I'm poking me fire.
It's true. If you don't believe me, look up the what was the album called? See something or other. Tom Robinson's revisit, which includes 2468 Motorway, all unplugged, recorded at Abbey Road on the CD cover. Eric Wiltshire, I thank
doing
you.
Doing what? What were you doing?
I was a producing bloke.
What, you produced an album?
No, I was producing the entire project, of which that album was part of it.
See what
very
I mean?
Very impressive.
Now. Yeah, thank you very much.
I think that's very impressive as well.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. It makes sense.
Right, the next time you come to Pop Brad, I will get the album out, and if...
Oh, no, and stick me in the car so the Russians can get me.
And if I am correct, I will make you pay a forfeit. Agreed?
Pay a what?
Forfeit.
Oh, why can't I just pay one fit?
Right, in at number 20, Iron Maiden, who made $33 million. Britney Spears made 37. Journey made $39 million.
What was it by Journey?
Don't Stop Believing. Goodness sake. I'm not even going to go there. Heathen. Neanderthal.
I've never heard of them. Now, they Luddites. Are two good bands, Heathen and Neanderthal. Now, I don't see them anymore.
There was one band called Heathen and Neanderthal.
NKOTBSB. Who the hell are they?
Who?
NKOTBSB.
Oh, you've done it again. You're starting at the end instead of the beginning, aren't you? I didn't know you were doing that. I'm lost completely, and now I know what you're talking 40 about.
40 million, anyway. Glee Live in Concert, that did 40.8 million. Glee Live in Concert. Justin Bieber, he managed to get 44 million. One Less Lonely Girl, they want to hear of his. Who's Lil Wayne?
terrible. Lil Wayne, I know him, actually. Yeah, I can't remember, but he's
don't tell me you've had tea with him.
No, I wasn't going to say that, actually.
In at number 13, the great Katy Perry. She did 14.
Well, yeah, now, Katy Perry. Now, there you're looking at talent on two legs, man.
I'm sure Russell Brand has got something to say to that.
Russell Brand?
I don't believe this. The Eagles are at number 12 with nearly 50 million turnover.
That's disgusting. They are the Pap. Daniel O'Donnells of the country world. They should be put up against a wall and
steady. We're coming to that story in a minute. Bublé, he got nearly 50 million. The absolutely don't you dare say a bad word against us, Sade, made over $53 million on the tours.
It's Sade. Isn't it? Would have a sh in it.
It's Sade. And okay. I know because she's one of my friends on Facebook. Andre Rui.
I've cooked with him.
That's a song, isn't it? Well, apparently that.
Who does that?
I thought it was a lady that did that. $67 million. In some tour. Lady Gaga, penniless though she is, at $72 million. Usher.
Why is Lady Gaga penniless? Why did you say that?
Well, because
that was a bit of a slur.
She's only got $72 million.
$74 million, see, get your facts right.
You wait till you see the rest of the bits. Now that's Usher who's got $74 million. Chesney, who's that?
He's that Chessy bloke who calls himself Kenny. He's now a load of rubbish.
He did nearly 85 million, so something's wrong there somewhere. Taylor Swift did 97 million. Roger Waters.
Yeah, now there you're talking.
Right, nearly $150 million.
Right, good on you. Gotcha.
Yeah, take that. No comments.
I've got to say, right, I hold my hands up here. I did it. This is a personal favour to Andrea. Right?
Mm.
I actually watched Take That in concert last weekend. Right?
Mm. Did you?
Yeah, and what a load of rubbish they were. But then Robbie Williams came on, and what an incredible star he was.
He's a star. There's no chance about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what he did to the rest of Take That? Quite unintentionally.
Made them look stupid, like they are.
Basically.
Anyway, they grossed $185 million. Bon Jovi... 190. Well,
I always thought he was called John Bovey.
$193 million, and at the top of the list, just for Lee, total gross in the US for 2011, $293 million, 44 shows, 44 sellouts, nearly 3 million people attend. At number one, U2.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing? I think U2. I admire U2 as a band. I quite like them. I've seen what's he called? That bloke who
sings. Bono.
Yeah, he's like your archetypal rock star, and the band look the part and everything, and the music's good. But there is something implicitly boring about them, isn't there?
A little bit. I actually want to jump on a story that's right at the end of our list, guys. So scroll down to the end because I really want to do this one because I think if this comes off. It's going to be amazing for the type of people that Mark was talking about earlier, those with very small amounts of money. And
me?
No. And also, it could help bridge that gap on the digital divide that everybody keeps talking about. Because there's a bit of a furore going on about a thing called Raspberry Pi. And believe it or not, this is a little device that plugs into your TV...
Yeah.
Okay. And is set to cost around £15.
Yeah. Right.
It's not much bigger than a couple of matchboxes put together. But
Raspberry Pi, I found it.
It is a computer.
Really?
And it's supported by the University of Cambridge. It's being done as an academic project to help those with very small incomes get on the digital ladder, as it were. And they're doing two of these devices. One has been shown in a video as an operational thing. They work on Linux, not Windows, but that's not a big problem. There's two models coming out, very early in January. One is just a standalone little computer. The other one even has Wi-Fi access on it. Right. And the Wi-Fi model is a paltry $35.
That's amazing. That's very
good. How much
is
that in real money?
Well, about
$35, actually.
$35 is $35. You can connect a mouse.
Is it only coming out in America?
No, it's an ink. What did I say about Cambridge University? Wake up, well, listen.
There is a Cambridge in Massachusetts.
But it's not the
They're right, actually.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to eat humble pie now, aren't I?
They haven't got a university there.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. I'll send you the fiber in the post. Seriously, though, it's designed to plug into a telly. There's a standard little plug, 3.5mm jack, like your headphone thingy. Yeah. It can support USB and a microphone via a hub. It does have Wi-Fi on it. It's powered by a little plug-in device. Yep. It's just an amazing little project, and I'm going to leave the actual contact details on our website as well as on Scribd, because you can power this from main socket, the little adapter. It even runs off 4 AA batteries.
Well, it sounds quite an amazing little invention, isn't it?
It's incredible, isn't it, Mark? I'm absolutely fascinated, aren't you?
he's really taking it. But where this can really help out is for youngsters who want to get into the modern industries, like gaming and coding and all those things that are going to be critical for the future. Whereas even the $99 laptop, which allegedly went nowhere fast, if this comes off, even the really hard up families can manage to muster up that sort of thing. So you can give people with very low incomes the equal opportunity to somebody who can go and spend £500 on a laptop.
Yeah. Well, why don't we all just go and get these and stop spending £500 on a laptop?
Because they're not as powerful, dear boy.
Then you don't give them equal opportunity.
Well, you do when you're on basic coding, Lee. That's absolute fact.
It sounds really interesting.
To me as if it's probably a very good idea. I mean, not only for very, very poor people, and there are lots of very poor people in Europe, but also in Africa, for instance, South America, what have you. And it could be a great thing.
Exactly. Because it works on batteries, of course, it means it can be powered on different adapters around the world.
Yeah. So including solar power, I imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But also, just remember that if you are really, really poor, you have to go and buy a telly as well.
That's true.
That is very true. But anyway, we wish them all the best with this because it looks like a fantastic, fantastic educational project. Yeah. We will leave the details on there. That's just really come out, and I wanted to leave time to cover that because it could just be an amazing thing. Ofcom, that's the UK regulator, is to investigate Jeremy Clarkson's comments on the BBC One show. Where he said that striking people should be taken out and executed in front of the families, and I quote, "The trouble is that Mr. Clarkson said you should take these comments in the context that they were delivered." And I have to say, I agree with him.
Of course he does. And he actually said that on the show that he was performing on.
Yeah, I know.
He actually made it clear what it was on. If Ofcom, really, we have a lot of sort of conversations, quite sensible ones about regulation stuff, and you vaunt the regulation of Ofcom quite often.
Yes,
and how could Ofcom possibly have any veracity after investigating this? What are they trying to do? What are they going to do to them?
No, they have to.
It's a load of nonsense. I mean,
Lee, they have to investigate. They have to investigate. If somebody complains. They're a complaints-led organisation. So the fact is...
Yeah, I understand.
And in
that.
The old days when it used to be television and radio were separate, it used to be the radio authority.
Yeah.
Somebody complained about me and the radio authority had to investigate and I had to produce tapes, blah, 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 blah. And all that was to do was I pretended to break an Elvis Presley record on the radio.
I know,
but what about all the other regulatory authorities, for instance, like the AOFT, who are receiving complaints every day about all sorts of things far more important in people's lives, and for some reason or other managed to escape having to do anything about it at all?
And yet,
the AOFT is going to be dismantled.
I quite agree. Let's move on to a couple of silly stories towards the end. This one's especially for Mark.
Oh. What's that?
Ready, Mark? Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah, which one is it?
The Queen's Christmas Speech, Queen Elizabeth, is to be released as a free download for Amazon's Kindle ebook readers.
Yes, well, I mean, I suppose it's symbolic and it's significant in that way. I'm not sure it's significant in any other way. I have to say, I quite like the Queen's Speech, but I like to be able to listen to it and I like to be able to watch it. And that's for then going to my Kindle and starting to read that instead of one of the other exciting beach novels that I've gone on there. I don't think it quite works for me. But Kindle, fantastic. Yes.
Oh, blow. That's ruined my Christmas present on the radio to you. Anyway, moving along, news about Windows 8, and that's why it won't work for Lee, Mark and Eric, because we've got great faces for radio, and apparently Windows 8 is to feature image sign-on systems.
Yeah.
Tumble lead moment for Eric.
Yes. No, that wasn't. That was good. The sign-on system will track gesture-forming lines, points and circles.
Yes. So you sign on and you give your computer the finger and it lets you in.
Something like that.
Is that the kind of gesture it's looking
at? Yes. Well, apparently, the experts claim it might stop people using weak passwords.
Oh,
well,
this is all just pathetic.
I know. And the truth is, if you haven't seen one, I've still got one as it goes, older computers used to have fingerprint recognition on them.
That's what I've got on here, yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever uses it.
Well, no, I use mine all the time. Fingerprints taken off years ago.
Yeah, I know, you had them filled up with nail varnish, didn't you? But that's another story in another world. A couple of other nice ones, just to finish really quickly. Football-related disorder arrests in the UK are at a record low. The lowest figures... Thank goodness, since records began. And finally, hold on, we've got two more, can just do it. London 2012, the Royals plan to rent a field to Russia for the Olympics. And
interesting.
And finally, heroin has been found in the British National Archive file. A sealed package containing heroin was found in an 80-year-old Foreign Office file at the National Archives.
And the librarian reported that it was very good quality as well, man.
Absolutely. That just leaves us time to say, from me, and we'll go around the whole thing, Mark, your turn to say Happy Christmas.
Well, Happy Christmas, everybody. And I'm going to have to say, keep your eye on the Consumer Action Group next year, because I can tell you we've got a real shock coming up for a lot of big banks.
Good stuff. Lee?
Yeah, just say Happy Christmas to everybody. Have a really good one, and we'll speak to you in a bit.
And from me, Eric Wiltshire, have a wonderful and safe Christmas. Please don't drink and drive, because that is ludicrous. We'll see you again in 2012, as we have a special programme next week. Stay tuned to your stations wherever you are. Keep nice and warm, and do enjoy that little mince pie.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.